Pink, get this party started here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday morning, 9th of June. Good morning to you.
Good morning, horse.
What is the story with you?
Yeah, you know yourself. I'm all, brighten on a Tuesday. You know, nothing I like better than... Nothing I like better.
It's one of your favourite times in the calendar year, isn't it? It's 8 minutes past six on Tuesday in June.
You
live for it.
I live for it. It makes me birthdays even seem small by comparison.
Absolutely. Welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Whatever's going on for you, whatever you're up to, I see lots of people on the old WhatsApp already. There's loads of people. They're all just saying hello. Damo's not in the best of shape this morning. He was obviously overindulging. Oh. Margaret never overindulges.
She's
an absolute bastion of the community.
She's a robot. She's just a robot. She's out there doing her robotic things. She's like
caring for the nation.
She is indeed.
In Fermoy.
She's a carer's robot. She's made by the Japanese and sent to Cork, she was, to look after people.
Quite right, Sue. Nora's out there. I see the Lily Weiss is conducting some sort of weird experiment.
Good for him.
He's heading off into the west. He's going to see how far he can get before he loses us.
Jeepers.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, you can pick us up again. There's only a patch there. I think we're banned in Offaly.
Whatever you do, don't go near Leitrim anyway.
Oh, jeepers, they'll throw,
and don't mention PJ's name. If you do skirt it, by the way, it doesn't go down well in Leitrim.
Yeah, thankfully there's only two of them. So you're alright there. You should be safe enough, I'd say. That was some day yesterday, wasn't it? That snuck out of nowhere, all that sunshine.
Good in the evening.
Belter.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was nice in the evening, all right. I had a bit of a sit out, I did, even.
Yeah, I did. Oh yeah, I did that, I sat out in the back.
I'm savouring the last of the sort of the quiet before the end of the month comes and the madness begins.
Jim, this weekend.
This weekend, you're right, actually. But at least that way...
I know what you mean. The end of the month now when...
When the boozers
are... the beer gardens are aplomb with lunatics again and everything.
So I'm trying to savour every outdoor moment I can get.
I'm just savouring the 2 metre thing while it lasts as well. See, they're talking about reducing that to 1 metre.
I heard that with Tara today.
Extend it to 3.
Yeah. Or like a kilometre.
A kilometre is loads, man.
Reduce it to 1 kilometre.
Yeah, do you know, I'll meet you halfway. 500 metres from other people.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you, PJ. You're compromising there.
Oh, but even when I was queuing for a coffee yesterday and there was a fella standing there, he must have been... I'd say he was only 4 foot away from me. I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Felt intimidated, you probably did.
Wasn't that because of catching the disease or anything?
Another human that close to you.
Breed over somebody else, will you?
And of course, the risk is when they're that close to you, they might talk to you.
Oh, yeah, he was going on about Mike Murphy and all. Oh, jeez, I thought he was never going to stop. Oh, jeez.
Buzzy sent us a little thumbs up this morning. Also, Amanda has been on. No mention of her dodgy nerve, which is very good.
Of your dodgy sciatic
nerve. Fair play to you.
So you keep looking after that. The sun must be good for sciatica.
And Babs is saying to you here, hang on a second there, you rein it in a bit. Spare a thought for us over here in the West. There wasn't a hint of sun yesterday, according to Babs now.
I'm surprised with that now.
So I'm going to play this for Babs.
There you go. The boys of summer. You're going to love that.
There you go, Babs.
That's just for you, Babs.
You can have that one on us.
I want you to picture me in the half nip eating a pizza on my own.
Steady on, will you? The woman's only just gotten up. She'll faint.
Oh, yeah. Try not to get sick. Yeah. Put that image on your head.
Yeah, Don Henley, Boys of Summer, especially for Babs, who claims she hasn't seen the sunshine, but is walking to work listening to the comedy that will be the birthdays. Well, I don't know what you mean by that. That's a high-stakes game of... High-stakes game, very serious.
With cake at stake, it's never a small game. I can tell you that much.
I don't know where you get that idea that it's some sort of joke, Babs. God's sake, unbelievable.
I'll tell you something. As if me making it easier than myself might be funny for somebody, but I don't know about that.
Also, apparently we're not banned in Offaly, and that comes in from somebody calling themselves Biffo, believe it or not.
Oh!
So we're not banned in Offaly, although he does go on to say anybody who goes to Leitrim is mad.
Well, let's sort that out, Offaly, eh?
Right, are you ready for these birthdays? I don't know what to tell you about these. There's big names in here.
Yeah, but basically they're not in my sort of...
There's a couple of big ones at the start. It slides away a bit then. But anyway, we'll see how we go.
It does it, yeah, okay.
Right,
yeah.
Here's a biggie to start, though, and one of your favourites as well, Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, he seems like an all-round good owl sort of a skint altogether. Do you know that?
A happy owl egg.
Yeah, he does, you know what I mean?
And to be fair to him, struggling with them. What's the one? Does he have Parkinson's?
Isn't it?
Yeah. And he's been a great advocate for it and everything. He's campaigning and everything and all that sort of stuff. And
Yeah, he had a great stand-up routine about him. The late now, I think, Patrice O'Neill. And he used to go, Michael J. Fox of Parkinson's, a great advocate for it. He goes, of course he is, he has it.
Yeah,
if you got a disease and you're going to die, you better hope somebody in Hollywood has the same disease. Because otherwise you're never going to know what to do. He's there going, you know, it's like, Michael J. Fox gets Parkinson's. Oh, let's help everybody with Parkinson's. And it's the same with no matter what disease.
Yeah.
If somebody in Hollywood doesn't get it,
let's hope somebody famous gets whatever you have. Because you can bet your life they'll start ploughing the resources in.
Yeah, don't hope for a cure. Hope somebody famous gets it too.
Oh my God, that's shocking.
I know, it's terrible. But
Michael J. Fox, though, like, to be fair, a cracking career. Apart from the whole Back to the Future stuff, I mean, like, lots of good TV stuff.
Yeah, well, sure, he did Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And Family Ties.
Family Ties, yeah. That was gas when you look at it now, because he was basically like a young Trump in that.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing, like, he was this young super Republican with hippie parents type of thing.
Exactly, because you were never without a shirt and tie.
Yeah,
he was meant to be, what, about 17 in it or something?
Younger, 16 or something, like in high school, sitting there in a shirt and tie giving out to his parents for being lazy layabout lefties.
How did we see that? Was that a rerun we'd have seen as kids, was it?
I don't know.
It always had a smack of it. Even when you were watching it, it felt like it was an old show.
It did, yeah. There was a bit of that going on.
It was like
on.
You were watching it in the 80s, but it felt like it was the early 70s.
It just took us a while to finish this one, to get the letter done on that. I don't know what age...
Canadian, of course, as well.
He is. He's a Canuckian, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. What are you going to do? How did I make it in Hollywood? I'm going to say he's like 55.
A little bit older, 59.
Oh, okay.
59. But he looks... I always think, you know, it always looks young.
He does, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He does always look young.
Although, having said that, we just said that he was 16 or 17, looking like he was in his mid-30s in that Family Ties.
So yeah, I'd like to take back everything I just said.
Right, Michael J. Fox, 59. What about this? Johnny Depp. Mm.
Very hard one to put an age on because he's such a screwball.
Yeah.
Screwball. Isn't he? He's a screwball, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen him interviewed a couple of times. I'd hate to interview him.
Yeah, it's too weird.
It is weird.
He's a weirdo.
You're not really sure where he's going. Very entertaining.
Although one of my favourite things I've ever seen is his accountant's letter to him saying you can't sustain drinking $500 bottles of wine every single day and buying art on a whim for millions. And then I think Johnny Depp sent him back some great message about you don't understand what it's like to be an artist in a bad mood. It was one of the funniest things. But he went through it all with wrongfully being accused of domestic violence.
Absolutely,
that's very serious stuff.
Amber Heard, was it?
Yeah.
That was shocking. And the trouble with that stuff is, it gets thrown and it sticks, man.
And it sticks,
no matter, and it takes you never quite wipe the stain.
And the problem is, when you're a bit of a weirdo, people tend to believe these accusations. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're a screwball that spends, like, you know, drops a couple of million in a bad mood on a case of wine and an El Picasso.
That's not going to help you out.
An El Picasso for the Jacks. People go, well, he is a bit volatile, you know. I got to say, Johnny Depp is like, he's probably around the same age as Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, thereabouts.
57.
Yes!
Yeah! Go on, over that.
57. Right, this one is, I don't know how well you'll know this lady. Big actress, though, in fairness, Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. Was she adapted Black Swan, was it?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I think I know.
I'm just going to keep saying yes to whatever you ask.
I'm probably thinking of Nicole Kidman or something.
No, I think you're right, though.
Yeah. She's...
Had Natalie Portman nothing to do with any of the Star Wars things, no?
Jeez, I don't know. Star Wars isn't really on my radar. I need the pointy-eared fellas. I need a Star Trek. I'm all about the Star Trek.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Natalie Portman, you sort of know the name roughly. I told you it was starting to slip a bit.
No, I think I know who she is. She's younger.
Yeah, definitely.
She's 30, no. Yeah, 38.
Oh, my God, man. I thought you were going to nail it there. 39.
Fart almighty.
39, so close.
Far.
Right, what about this one?
I woke up at 2:30 this morning, couldn't get back to sleep. I have to tell you about a fella I was reading about. Roland the Farter. He's a great fella. I'll tell you about him later.
There's something to look forward to. Right, next one. Let's get away from the old actors and go to the footballers. Wesley Sneijder. There's a name to conjure with.
Jeepers.
Wesley Sneijder, the Dutch footballer, who was linked with United for so long. I mean, every transfer window. I think he plays with Inter Milan now.
Does he, yeah?
Do you know Wesley Sneijder?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
He just...
Like... It's one of those. It was like moonlighting. Will he, won't he? Will they, won't they?
Yeah,
will
he never did.
Never did. And then you're kind of like, right, Grant, I've lost interest at this stage.
They reckon he could have been, you know, once upon a time, I don't know what he, why he didn't, but they reckon once upon a time he could have been like one of the great greats.
Like a Ronaldo style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't know what he did to stop him.
Sounds like a bit of a... Sounds like something his agent said, if you don't mind
probably,
me saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like something his agent was trying to say to United. United were there going, are you joking me? He keeps headbutting trees out there. I'd say 32.
36.
Ah, fart.
36. Fart. And then the last one, your curveball today is one of your own. Legendary American stand-up comedian and actor, Jackie Mason.
Who's Jackie Mason? Jackie Mason!
I just read you what it says about him. Legendary American stand-up comedian and actor, Jackie Mason.
If only I was interested in stand-up, I haven't.
Is he the, guy who, does... Is he kind of like a, you know...
You're sounding like almost everybody on the East Coast.
Exactly, yeah. It's kind of like a... He does, you know, sort of... It's like a... I don't know.
Does he do any jokes or does he just keep saying this?
He does a lot of that.
That sounds like almost every stand-up in New York.
I can't think of any sort of... I'm trying to think, does he have a famous gag? I can sort of picture somebody who I think is Jackie Mason in my head.
Is he like a darts player, the fella in your head? Does he look like a big fat darts player?
He looks like the fella
like
in my head.
Jackie Wilson, like.
Wouldn't be a dark-haired lad now. He'd be sort of a... In my head, he'd be sort of almost gingery.
Oh, jeez. I don't know who we're talking about. I don't know who we're talking about.
Look, this guy's an old guy. Go on, have an old guess.
77.
89.
Ah, far too old anyway.
Now go and look up what he looks like.
And
if anybody knows anything famous Jackie Mason's done, will you let us know as well?
I'm going on to Natalie Portman, if you don't mind.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Did you do any shopping yesterday?
No.
You weren't in the IKEA queue or anything?
No, I was not.
Just checking.
People are insane.
Mad,
aren't
they? Did you see the queue on the images of the queue?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
How much do you need an L flat pack table and a meatball?
Honestly, I don't know.
When you've been locked up for a while, you never know. A meatball and a flat pack table, you know, has a ring of exoticness about it to me.
Actually, I forgot about the meatballs. Maybe it's worth queuing for meatballs.
I don't know.
I must be one of the few people who's never had an IKEA meatball.
It's the only thing that made it survivable.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Kind of,
are they amazing? Are they exceptionally better than your average meatball?
I think they are.
I don't know if they are now necessarily, but it's just the curiosity factor. You're used to meatballs with tomato sauce and spaghetti.
Right.
Whereas this, you get meatballs in like a creamy sauce with jam on the side.
What?
They're weird, man. They're Swedish, but they're very nice.
They're lovely.
Savoury meatballs, but with jam on the side.
Yeah, and mashed potato of a type you've never seen before in your life.
I think you people are just winding me up. This is some sort of weird Willy Wonka thing you people
not.
Have going on here.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, all the Willy Wonka stuff is in the tables and the drawers and stuff you have to put together yourself. That's all Willy Wonka stuff.
Yeah, they're the lads working behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the Oompa Loompas.
You can't talk about IKEA food.
I've got a flat pack ready for you.
You need to also discuss the dime cake.
What?
The dime cake.
Oh, that sounds intriguing.
Oh, you haven't.
So it's like cake made out of the bar.
Dime bar.
Oh my
cake.
God! Now you're talking.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, I sometimes
you can keep your jammy meatballs if that's going on.
Back in the bad old days before social distancing and having to queue for places, I just used to go to IKEA only for meatballs with jam and dime cake. No interest in any furniture.
So the first couple of years, Tara thought IKEA was a restaurant.
It is a restaurant. It is a restaurant.
I'd like to go for dinner. Where will we go tonight, dear? I think we'll go to IKEA. Yeah. What do you think?
Did you
Great
know they sell
the
tables
Dublin Mountains
there?
As well.
Sell all kinds of stuff there. Did you know that?
What?
They sell furniture like as well.
They do not.
They do as well as
Kawaii on that. You're messing now. Yeah, The Cure, Friday I'm in Love here at Classic Hits. Not quite, but they didn't have a song called Tuesday I'm in Work, so I had to go with that one.
Tuesday I'm in Work doesn't have the same ring to it, really, in fairness. Sure doesn't.
Tuesday I'm in Work. Yeah, it doesn't really.
Monday,
Friday I'm in Love.
We're a little back in the shops. The queues were 90. Would you stop? Yeah, I know. It's not exactly the same ring to it. Yeah, but
you never
know.
Anyway, good tune. Cure, Friday I'm in Love. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes away from 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Are you going to tell us about this farter bloke, or what's the story
Roland
with him?
Roland the farter. Oh,
and the other thing is, before you even tell us about him, how did you come across him?
Well, I was awake. I woke up at 2:30 this morning. I couldn't get back to sleep.
So you decided... Well, there was there any famous farters?
No,
ever.
I didn't. No, I was. I get curious. I like to, you know, Google a bit of history and all.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Mirror and the Light about Henry VIII and all his mad carry on with all the wives and all at the moment. And
look at you, you royalist.
Yeah. I obviously don't have any time for any of them. It's just the shenanigans of the.
You figured, well, if you're going to go for a royal, you may as well go for a lad that had a load of wives and cut their heads off and all.
Yeah. Well, the shenanigans of a scoundrel, Jim.
Exactly.
And it turns out Henry II, who was around in the 11th century, had a jester in his court.
Right.
Called Roland Le Fateur, right? French lad.
Le Fateur.
Fateur. Roland the Farter.
Right.
And Roland the Farter was given 30...
Is Le Fateur.
Le Fateur.
The genuine translation of the Farter.
Yeah. Roland Le Fateur. Yeah. Roland the Farter.
Oh, amazing.
So Roland Le Fateur, he was given a 32-acre estate in England.
Right.
And for that, he had to turn up in court once a year and do a whistle, a jump and a fart for the king.
At the same time?
Multimedia. Then he was given a 32. That was his job. Once a year, he had to turn up, do a whistle, a jump.
So
and
as
a fart.
He was jumping in the air, he was both farting and whistling?
Yeah, no, here's the thing.
That is a skill, though, to be fair.
They were called flatulators, Jim. And apparently a flatulator wasn't a bad job to have back in the day. And where were the greatest flatulators in the world from? Ireland, Jim.
No way.
Flatulators.
We come from a long line of farters, do we?
A long line of flatulators. And if you wanted to get a... It was a real thing in parties, apparently, in the 11th century. You go and you get a lad and you say, listen, we're having dinner tonight. How much would it cost for you to come along and sit at the table and rip a few blow-offs out of you? Like, you know, do a few... And you'd get a few quid for it. People would pay for your services.
Oh, my God.
Have everyone cracking up. You get
so
an Irish
they didn't,
lad to come
they didn't have strippograms then. They had dial-a-fart.
Yeah,
but
now,
thing.
You know. Sort of a thing. Like, you know, they weren't as, you know, as good at it as Roland Le Fateur.
Right.
But, you know, you can't.
So it was considered a profession.
Yeah, flatulator, yeah. You get a
They were the early stand-up comedians.
They were better then. You didn't get in trouble then. You know, you could say...
So you could literally just go along and go, how's it going? And they'd be, oh, he's amazing!
There was one Irish fellow, I'm forgetting his name, he was great. He'd stock up on the beans, and apparently he was brilliant because he could actually inhale, take a big deep breath, and blow it out his bottom almost immediately.
Wow.
Went down a storm.
On demand.
Yeah, went down a storm. He didn't have a 32-acre estate, right, and Henry II wasn't into him. But he was a huge, huge hit at all the parties back in the old estate days.
So, oh my God, it was an actual job.
But yeah, Paddy blow the cacks. I tell you something, I knew I was born at the wrong time.
I tell you something, yeah.
Here I am, bleating hot air into your face every day.
So that's probably how comedy was born, that basically the air just, they just moved, they just changed the exit hole, really.
Pretty much,
comedians
yeah.
just decided to
mind
fart
you,
out of their mouths, basically, with...
Mind you, I've been accused of talking down me hole many times.
Yeah.
It seems like I'll take it. I would gladly.
That is an amazing discovery.
I have no time for stand-up comedy, but I do see myself as quite the distinguished flatulator. So
maybe that should be your new tour.
Flatulator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got
it. It's actually a pretty good name for a comedy tour. PJ Gallagher, Flatulator.
Flatulator. And
in fairness, some of the things you've called yourself on tours in the past that weren't exactly complimentary.
Well, the Dickhead Tour was the best selling tour ever, so I think Flatulator's going to be much better. I think it'll be much better, yeah.
That's, yeah, it's mildly more subtle.
And it's much easier to write the material. Like, roll up, watch as PJ rips his cacks in front of a live audience.
And you do have a strange, I mean, you're your gift for imitating farts is quite extraordinary. I mean, I've never known a man to be able to produce the kind of sounds you produce out of your mouth.
Oh, out of my mouth?
Yeah.
I was just thinking Jim had a secret camera in my bedroom there for a minute.
No, it's when you start doing all that.
Oh, that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little rubber balloon man. Tell you. have a show here, man.
Yeah, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Belinda Carlisle here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that and letting us hang out with you this morning. Tuesday, 9th of June, 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I am a bit worried, though, PJ.
What's wrong?
I'm worried that we may have peaked too soon with your Roland Lafartier, you know, story. I don't know if the show can live up to that level.
Excuse me, Fartier. Le Fartour.
Oh, sorry, Le Fartour.
Le Fartour. Yeah.
Yeah, why
do you think we peaked too early?
Well, it's an amazing height you've brought this show to already. We hadn't even reached 7 o'clock and you're already banging out the high-quality content.
Don't worry, I had an incident yesterday I have to tell you about as well. I had an incident yesterday. I'll tell you later.
Come on, you don't want to waste it all before 7 o'clock, man. There's other people in the world.
I made a holy show of myself.
Excellent.
And another woman, unfortunately.
Brilliant.
It wasn't my fault.
So you're saying that Roland Le Fateur is not the high point of the show, then?
Roland Le Fateur was the high point of my morning. But as of yesterday, he got me over a hump over an embarrassing situation that happened yesterday, yes.
Right, I look forward to that. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what we do know is on the way for sure today. Of course, it is the Hit Bits. We missed out on a Double Money Monday, the chance to give you over $2,000. But it's still big money. It's over 1,100 now.
Good Lord, Jim.
So it's what's it, 1110?
1,110 quid.
Beautiful.
Can we make that 11 just for the socks of it?
What, go backwards?
1,111 quid.
Oh, yeah.
I like all the ones.
All the ones, all or the of course, ones. Right, okay, yeah,
I'll
all right.
I'm the extra euro myself.
So, 1111.
1111.
To be won on the hit, but see what I did there? I don't know if you noticed, that's quite subtle there.
You farted, did
you? No, I didn't. Anyway, that's on the way in about an hour, your chance to win the Hit Bit. And the Breakfast Table Quiz, huge selection of prizes involved in this one big, huge hamper from Selco.ie, including that Nilfisk vacuum cleaner that people are going mad about.
I'm telling
you. And a whole load of other hygiene stuff as well, so loads to win on that.
You will have a house cleaner than an Irish pub in the last week of June if you win in the Breakfast Table Quiz this week.
And only four to beat at the
four
moment
to
as
beat,
well.
So five or more puts you in the lead.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Don't forget, we got the Hit Bit on the way in about 40 minutes time. Magic Mike is currently polishing his puns. He's with us. He's in the building. Magic Mike is in the building.
Yeah.
And we're going to be chatting to him in a little while. And of course, if you want to get involved, you got to convince Magic Mike to let you on. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Don't give us your guess. That's a biggie. That gets him very irritated, you know. You don't want to irritate him.
You don't. You don't want to
irritate him, whatever you do.
Jeepers. No, not Magic Mike.
You do get irritated, don't you, Michael?
I do.
Do you see? Told you. I warned
you. That's the size of it now.
Don't give him your guess. Just let him know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. And you could be on having a go at what we've decided today will be 1111 to be won.
Yeah, €1,111 on the hit bit. Oh,
because PJ Gallagher's like that.
I like that. I like things to have a rhythm to them. That's
yeah,
zero.
And
at the
we're trying to cheer him up today, PJ, because he maintains he had a bit of a trauma yesterday. Now, he hasn't disclosed quite what his trauma was. We're about to find out.
Well, I went for a walk yesterday. A beautiful day. The sun came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. I'm going to go up, walk the Clontarf Promenade. I got myself a coffee, so I did. And as I was walking up to the bin with me coffee, right, there was a seagull standing next to the bin. And
There
was two women in the shelter just beside us, just right beside the bin. There's a shelter there.
Like a bush shelter?
No, like a viewing the sea shelter on the seafront.
Oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're sitting in the shelter and they're having a chat. And as I was walking past, the seagull went, "Aah!" like that. And I thought it was one of the women.
So you thought one of the women went, "Come here!"
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And I went,
"What?"
And I turned to the women and went, "Yeah, yeah, how's it going? Yeah, you well?" And I put the cup in the bin. And she sussed it. And she goes, "Did you think he was me?" And I went, "No." And our friend said, "He did," and started laughing her head off. And the woman got very red and she wasn't a bit happy about it. And
really?
I was mortified.
She didn't see the funny side.
Well, she was a bit mortified. Like, she thought, the seagull went, "Yeah!" And I went, "Yeah, how are you going? Yeah, you well, yeah."
Why do a lot of your fans sound like that?
They do, man. Yeah, I'll be really? Honest with you. Yeah, they do. Yeah. There's a,
hey, Jay!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah.
All right, get a sel- can I get a selfie with you?
And I saw her, yeah, go on. How's, yeah, how's it going anyway? And I threw the cup into the bin. And she's there. Did you think that was me? And I lied straight out. And if I had said, yeah, I'd laughed her off. I would have been grand. But I looked at her. And the awkward side, no. And the two of us just looking at each other. And the seagull even, I think, was embarrassed at this stage. The seagull was there, oh, here, I just came out for a bit of rubbish to eat. And now there's nothing, now I can't even have an empty cup.
That is amazing.
And our friend wouldn't stop laughing. She made it worse now, I have to say. Her friend made it much worse. Because she just thought it was too, it wasn't as funny as she made it out. She was laughing and laughing and laughing.
Yeah.
And even when I was walking up the thing, I was walking away.
It was pretty funny, man, though.
Yeah, but it got a little bit worse, right? Because it, that was bad. And then as soon as I walked away, and I was walking away, I was really red in the face. And then what happens? Your man again. Shut up. Shut up, will you?
So at this stage, the seagull was baiting you.
The seagull,
The seagull was going around going, yeah, that was whore. That was whore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see who else I can get with this.
Pointing at her with his wing. Yeah, yeah. That was whore.
You want to hear the beak on your woman? She's like that to everybody out there. Yeah, unbelievable. I was mortified, man. I was mortified. I made a,
that's
I made
amazing.
A complete character.
Your interaction and relationship with seagulls is quite extraordinary, to be fair, because that when you lived in Dunleary, of course, you had... That's what started all this, because you said that seagulls, when they were outside your window, they actually sounded like
a hen party. They did, yeah.
They, like, they were all sort of like a hen party laughing.
Laughing. They were laughing all night long. I hated them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they
so now
something.
It's in your head that they're human sounding.
Yeah, and I'm
they sound like your fans.
And I'm deaf as a post. So if I hear anything, I just assume it's someone saying hello. I probably say hello to people when it's car horns all the time. I don't know. I'm deaf as a post. You know how deaf I am with these headphones.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So I just hear in the background.
They're not actually headphones. But by the way, just for people listening, PJ has two speakers, sellotapes to the side of his head.
I know. So I hear any noise at all, and I think someone's saying, so I just react. My normal reaction is, yeah, yeah, how's it going? Yeah, fair play to you, nice to meet you, yeah, how's it going? Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know, yeah.
So from now on now, anytime I need to get your attention, I'm just going to go,
yeah, just do a seagull sound. All right, yeah, how's it going? I just have the default, how's it going, will come out of me. Wait, you see? Yeah, it was mortifying.
That's amazing.
And he was a big old seagull too. You want to see him? It was definitely like he was well fed. He was eating out that bin, I'd say, for a couple of hours. You want to see?
I'd say he got great entertainment. He was probably doing that all day. You were probably just one of many victims.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he went for the second time, I was there. You must think I'm right stupid. The fact that he went for it again. You know what I mean? Well, he got me the first time, grand. But, like, you know what I mean? He was a very immature seagull if he thought I was going to fall for it twice.
Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with Dr. Doolittle and Jim this morning. 087-188-0008. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Doolittle, of course, you can do at any stage. 087-188-0008. If you'd like to get your animals on to speak to him as well.
Oh, for God's sake.
Eddie in Glasnevin has been on again. Always a man with a good line. He said apparently the same thing happened to him, PJ. While he was at home, he heard a seagull noise, went into the sitting room and asked the wife, what do you want?
Damn you.
So, I mean,
seagulls
who knows?
Have a way of sounding like people.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if you want to see the ability of PJ's skills, watch this now. Just what's this guy saying here?
He's laughing. He's having a laugh at a joke his mate told him. That's what that is, yeah.
No, what we're going to do, like at any stage there, you might hear that. And if you hear PJ going, yeah, how's it going? All right. Yeah, no, I can't stop for a selfie. That's that, you know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm confusing it with somebody that's just having a chat on the side of the road. Yeah.
Did it sound like that when they went?
That's the way they used to sound when I was trying to sleep in Dunleary.
Yeah.
But this fella just let out a huge, like, like that. He was like
a one off.
Oh, he was a oneer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I thought it was a, you know, that's
this
why.
This is a group of them, though. Can you translate?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I have that, yeah. He's saying, here, Eddie, did you hear what happened to your man PJ there yesterday? He made a right hit out of himself. It's just a shame Charlie tried it twice because he ruined the joke the second time. That's what he said.
That's what it was. That was the after effect, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same seagull that was talking to you.
Yeah.
That you replied to. Because that's what happened basically yesterday, right? It's all very well PJ saying, the fact of the matter is, he was replying to a seagull. A seagull went, and PJ went,
yeah, how's it going? Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, nice to be, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, not bad.
And,
yeah.
a very well-spoken Clontarf woman was very insulted that he thought it was her.
Straight away, she went, straight away, man. She goes, did you think he was me? I'm like, no. I lied out of shame. I lied to the woman. It was awful. It was an awful experience.
That's brilliant. Somebody's just texted in, it's probably a Seagull version of Naked Camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's retaliation.
I haven't wound anybody up in so long. I've now subconsciously started to wind myself up. I'm playing pranks and jokes on myself walking around.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing. But
if only we could get that Seagull.
I know, I'd love to interview him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. If only I could. It was the second one, though. He was really chancing his arm. But it was embarrassing because it was such an awkward look. And a friend would not stop laughing. She made it so much worse. And then when we
so much better.
And then finally when I got away, your man going again. Yeah! Down again.
That was him as you walked away.
Laughing.
Got you good and proper.
Yeah, you blind tick.
Quit playing games from the Backstreet Boys. It's your last chance to get involved in playing our game on the Hit Bit today. It's an unusual jackpot. €1,111 because PJ's just in that sort of mood.
I don't like a zero. With all them ones, it doesn't feel right to have a zero at
absolutely.
The end.
And we're hoping that 1-1-1-1 will be won. Today on the Hit Bit. So
that.
Magic Mike standing by.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's literally got his head in his hands. What am I working with these two fools for? 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Last call for the Hit Bit. In the meantime.
Ah, here, come
baby,
here.
Baby,
baby. Baby. I tell you, we need to have a little chat with the world. I know that it's been a trying time on everyone. And I know that we look forward to any sort of little bit of hope and sort of crack of light that we can.
Mm.
But will you calm down a bit with the baby names? There's
who's done it?
Not all the new parents. Most of the new parents, of course, are doing regular things, calling their kids normal names. Jims and Mikes and there's a lot of Jacks going on. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah, you can never have enough Jacks in the world. Yeah. I think we found that out in previous stories.
Yesterday. Should they're building the public Jacks now?
That's what I'm saying. The more Jacks, the better.
But listen, people are going a bit mad. So there's a bit of research has been done and we've started getting very American with the names during the pandemic. So now we're getting names like, you know, that are symbolic of hope and virtue and rainbow colours, they say. If there's a kid out there called Orange, oh God, for the poor fella.
Rainbow colours?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Surely there's not a kid somewhere called Yellow. I was Yellow when I was born, maybe. I could have called you. I don't know what was wrong with me, obviously. I can't remember back that far. I was literally just born.
Nobody ever told you about it afterwards, no?
No. Well, they did. I forgot what it was. They probably told me on the day.
Yeah.
I did. I had some deficiency in something. I still do, but it's a different thing.
Violet is the obvious rainbow colour. You could call somebody Violet.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And that's, I suppose, is it? Yeah, I suppose it is. And then, but it's the names like Hope and Charity. You know what I mean?
Oh.
All these very American things. And
they're kind of, it's like 90s America as well. Remember there was that show on television called 30 something?
That's right.
And they were full of their own sort of, weren't they?
Oh,
and
my.
And there was somebody called Hope in that.
Yeah, and they were all named after seasons. Here's Summer.
Yeah.
Hi, Summer. And Faith. Here's Summer and Faith.
Faith was another one. Yeah, there's a lot of Faith.
It's very American, isn't it?
And Charity.
Faith, Hope and Charity. Here's,
literally, Faith,
here's
Hope.
Faith, Hope and Charity. Look at them. What an amazing
family. That is going to be an amazing classroom of the future.
Isn't it? Yeah, imagine.
Faith, here.
On
Hope,
show.
Here. Charity, here.
Orange, here. Pouring out Orange in the background.
Yeah.
Won't have a clue what's going on.
Oh, my God. So we've gone American.
Yeah,
oh,
we've gone very American. So, like, back to different days altogether. You know, I don't, like, they're saying Blue is one of the names they're using from Rainbow now that I read the story properly. And also,
Blue.
Get these for names. These are, like, even further down the list. But people are using them, right? Harbour. Haven. Who names a place in the kid after a place you park a boat? A place you park a boat.
Harbour.
Wow. Like, that's literally like calling car park. My name is car park.
Yeah, exactly.
Multi-story. Come down here. Faith, Hope and Charity are waiting on you.
Yeah. How you doing? This is Harbour. This is my second son, bus stop. And then I don't know. Wait, where's car park?
You know,
I think he's upstairs.
He's out the garden playing with Volvo. Like, you'd wonder, wouldn't you? I don't know what's wrong.
Harbour.
I suppose everybody wants to sort of have some sort of an original name. I suppose that, and names do change.
Blue is a strange. I mean,
Blue's a name for the dog.
Without wishing
man.
To disrespect anybody, I would never disrespect anybody's name, but it does sound a little bit like a dog name.
It's a dog name.
Yeah, there's
absolutely.
No question.
There's a Labrador out there now. Every time we say Blue, when he thinks he's going to get a biscuit, he's getting all freaking excited this time of the morning.
Yeah. Like, you know what, Blue? Like, Blue was the name of one of the dinosaurs in Fallen Kingdom or something, or like, you know, one of the trained raptors is called Blue.
Is there? Yeah. Still better than Orange, all the same. Poor old Orange hasn't a hope. Has
yeah,
he?
That's never working out for you. That's never working out for you.
Yeah, I know. They think there's bliss and joy.
Yeah, I've just realised there's a famous Blue. There's Blue Cantrell, the singer.
Never heard of him. Now
it's a woman.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Everything you needed to know was in that sentence.
I proved my point.
Right.
And I don't suppose. I don't suppose she was a Labrador either.
So imagine if this show wasn't PJ and Jim. If it was, we could, like, you know, maybe we should go Faith, Hope, and the three of us. We could have you, me, and Mike. Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Yeah, or Bliss, Joy, and Orange.
Actually, to be honest with you, we are a bit more harbour, bus stop, and car park, aren't we?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Classic hits. Hip, hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit! The hit bit is worth 1,111 quid this morning. That's what we're doing. Making it all the ones and trying to give it away. Here's exactly what it sounds like. That's because that is it, to be fair. And Andrea Doyle is going to play for us this morning. How are you getting on, Andrea?
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're super duper, Andrea. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Okay, well, I'm just wanna get ready for work.
Oh, brilliant. What do you do?
I'm an accountant here in Naas. I have my own small little practice. So I kind of work for myself, which is handy and has been handy through this COVID.
Absolutely, yeah.
I missed you at the very start there, the way the phone went. What did you say your job is?
An accountant.
An accountant, all right, yeah. God,
I know, very boring, but
I wouldn't say that.
I tell you, there's a few very creative accountants out there.
Yeah.
And God bless them all, I say.
Whatever you got to do, eh?
Absolutely is right.
Right, so, Andrea, we'd love to give you the 1,111 quid. I'm sorry, are you being an accountant? You don't guess why I wrapped up with the whole not having a zero at the end.
But
what do you think? What is your guess?
My guess is Pinball Wizard by The Who.
Oh, what a tune.
I love that song.
Good choice, Andrea. Yeah. Good choice. Right, Magical Mike.
What a fantastic tune. And not from my generation.
Hey!
It is wrong. Sorry.
Oh, unlucky.
Sorry about that, Andrea.
Okay, guys.
Happy accounting, Andrea. Keep at it. Cheers.
Okay. See you later.
Take it easy. Bye-bye now.
Right, so Shane is waiting on line two. How are you, Shane?
Not so bad, no, lads. And yourself?
Not so bad, Shane. What's the crack with you today? What are you up to?
Just in work at the moment.
Are you allowed to tell us what it is?
I drive a teleporter on a site in Galway.
Oh, right, okay.
That's about the extent of it.
Right. What's it like in Galway today? Cause we thought
you were going to say, what's it like in a teleporter?
Well, not feeling the elements, but it's a little bit dull this morning here. Not too warm either.
Yeah, I think that might be the order of the day, really, to be honest, Shane.
Yeah, it's just
We might have... We might have something better to look forward to for the weekend, though.
You never know.
I got in trouble, Shane, this morning, actually, because I was talking about how lovely it was in the sunshine, and then someone from the west of Ireland put me in my place fairly handy.
Yeah, exactly.
But I suppose you can teleport to anywhere you want.
I don't think a teleporter is like time travel, PJ. I don't think you get to, you know, it's not like a TARDIS.
Yeah, well, it is in my head. Shane, let's try and give you 1,111 quid. What do you think?
I think it's Radio Gaga from Queen.
Okay. Oh, deadly.
Another top tune.
Great tune. Mike. Yeah, great tune indeed. Is it right? Is it wrong? Are you feeling under pressure? Another one bites the dust. Sorry, it's wrong.
Oh, God.
Excellent. Two for the price of one on that one, Shane.
No, not to worry, lad.
All right, listen, take care of yourself and keep at it. Cheers, man.
All right, so take it
easy. Cheers. Take care.
Right, so there we go. The end for Radio Gaga and the end for Pinball Wizard. Good tune. I was only listening to that just last week, you know, that Pinball Wizard from The Who. We were having big Who conversations.
We were talking about Quadrophenia and everything.
Yeah, put it back in my head. But anyway, you can scratch that off your list. Magic Mike's going to update the list on the website. So all of the guesses which have shown up to be wrong are on that website, classichits.ie. And your next chance to play, of course, is with Niall Boylan.
So if Shane uses his teleporter to get to Spain, does that mean he has to do 2 weeks isolation when he comes home?
It's not a time travel machine. You don't. It's not like in Star Trek.
Well, of course it's a time travel machine. Spain is an hour in the head. How else would it work? You can't just go back and... You know what I mean?
Yeah, Brian Adams, Summer 69 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Tuesday 9th of June. Good to have you along. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Of course, we've got our next round of the breakfast table quiz on the way with a huge hygiene hamper. Hygiene is the hot topic at the moment.
It really is, yeah. Gotta keep yourself.
You can't get enough hygiene, you know.
You can't. You have to keep yourself clean. So
absolutely. And Selco.ie have given us an unbelievable. There is everything you could possibly need for yourself, your home. To be honest with you, as you said, you could do most of the street.
You could do most. I'm telling you, you could clean. Like you, if you get this thing, your gaff, your whole, if you live in a cul-de-sac, the whole place will be as absolutely, it'll be like a surgeon's working area.
It's incredible. Not only all of the wipes and the masks and all that sort of stuff, there's a Nilfisk vacuum cleaner as part of this prize as well. It's a huge hamper. We'll give you more details later on. And at the moment, it's really enticing because there's only four to beat. Four yesterday was the score, so beat that and you'll be in the lead. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Now, PJ Gallagher, right, the other day I offered you a lovely gift, right?
It was a terrible gift.
I offered you a CD that I had found as part of my clear out and it was called Jazz for Absolute Beginners.
A lovely gift. Now, can we just...
A bluffer's introduction to jazz, and if ever there was a bluffer...
Yes.
It's you.
I know that. By the way, can you please take the title of bluffer onto yourself as well? Because you've literally just said, I was giving you a lovely gift as part of my stuff I was throwing away, basically. It was how he phrased it in a nicer way, but that was how I defined it.
I was finding a new home for it.
Yeah. And the black bin was getting heavy. You didn't want to add the weight to it.
Right, so listen, because you didn't seem enamoured by it, I thought that I would share with you some of the joys that you could potentially be missing out on.
He's going
this,
to play
consider
this
your induction.
Into
I have a
jazz.
Feeling that literally in the next few minutes, you're going to suddenly change your whole world view.
If there's anybody with small children in the car, I'd just like you to know that jazz is about to be played. We're not responsible. We can't hold ourselves responsible for the torment and torture they're about to go through.
Now, admittedly, those of you who weren't with us first thing this morning, just after 6. No, actually, it was about 20 to 7. PJ told us the story of a historical character that he had encountered during his late night reading last night.
Yeah, Roland Lefateur.
Lefateur, which translates apparently directly as Roland the Farter.
Great fella he was. Okay. 35-acre estate he got off King Henry II. And all you had to do was do a jump, whistle and a fart at the same time once a year.
Yeah. Which is impressive. Now, BJ's belief is this was, you could be called a flatulator, apparently, in historical figure. Genuinely, there were flatulators who were entertainers.
Yeah. It wasn't a well-respected career, but it was a career nonetheless. And the best flatulators in the world, I found out, came from Ireland.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now.
And now obviously that's not a career. They started doing jazz instead because that's basically what jazz is. It's just rhythmic sounds that come from the bottom of music. Isn't it really? That's
how
really
can
it.
You say that? Look at some of the legends on this. The one and only Miles Davis, right? This is called So What. Come on. Don't say that's not making you move.
Literally sounds like, could everybody messing on platform 2 please move into the car? Doesn't it?
Come on! That's kind of funky.
It's like one of those terrible buskers when you're trying to get down Grafton Street and there's a crowd of them all sitting around, they're taking up the whole area, and then in the middle now of that, there'd be a fella and he'd be doing a limbo dance under a pole or something. That's what that sounds like.
Right. Well, what about this now? This I don't know myself. This is somebody apparently called Jimmy Smith and it's called The Cat. I wish you could see PJ's face.
Come on.
Oh my God. I feel like I should have a martini.
It's like a child's cartoon, man.
I feel like I've entered an episode of Mad Men.
It's literally like a child's cartoon. I just see like
a
little yellow. It's like Rhubarb the dog. Isn't it?
Oh, wow. Okay, right. So you're not...
Honestly, that's someone playing with a fake organ. That's like one of those organs you used to get in a toy shop in the 70s.
Right, okay. I can't believe you're going for that. Right, what about this? This is somebody with the fabulous name of Horace Silver. And Song for My Father. Oh, hang on a second. I kind of know this.
You know it. It sounds the exact same as all.
Come on. This is the epitome of cool, surely.
I know, I suppose, yeah. I've never heard a man play a gazoo as well.
This, you know what this is now? This is a guy in an open-top 60s convertible driving around a mountain road.
Yeah,
and it's like something from the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, and you're just waiting for disaster to happen, isn't it? You know when you hear this music, something really bad is about to happen.
Right, I can't believe that's
not
impressive.
Especially in those TV shows, it's like some cop is up to no good, or he's about to go and see some hucklebuck of a shyster who's hiding in an alley, and they're going to have a bit of a hoedown with the lowdown.
Right, okay. We're going to have to go for some of the big guns, right? Anybody that's called Stan Getz and João Gilberto, they have to know what they're doing, right?
João Gilberto.
Yeah. Now we're talking your style of jazz, man.
Oh, you know, so I like that's not bad, though.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's literally the worst track we've played.
It's the first good one. But that's all right. I can see Pablo Escobar Duff on this tash to that one now.
There is a touch of Pablo Escobar off it, isn't
there? Oh, yeah. Privilegiados têm ouvido igual. That's all right.
I can't believe. It's all right, the mic. That's the one he likes.
Absolutely horrendous. That's the worst.
I mean,
shut your crazy mouth. That's absolutely... That's kind of, that's like liquid.
Mind
like
you, it says a lot that he immediately associated it with
Paolo Escobar.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be into his nasal powders or anything like that, but obviously, but you know what I mean? I will say that.
Like, seriously, that's your favourite?
Like that now, yeah, that's all right. That's like hard to.
That is the most jazz blooming sort of like. That's the very stuff you always complain about.
That's very chocolatey music is rolling round my head like a little sound.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's very different. The other ones are very abrupt.
I've only two more. I mean, come on. If you can't love something that's been created by a man called Mongo Santa Maria,
right? Yeah.
Right, then you can't possibly love jazz.
Oh, we're back to this clattering around again now. No, man. This is the clatter. And you're here just going to play a horn.
Mongo Santa Maria, man.
It's that seagull. It's the seagull is back. The seagull from this morning. Listen to him. Jazz, or even more. You just had to have a played by a seagull, and that was it. Was done.
And is he there again? No, looks like it's fantastic. Now, come on! Now you must have. You come around yet?
That is, I can't believe there are two things I hate in this world: seagulls and jazz. And you managed to find the one stupid song by Mongo, whatever his name is.
It's Mongo Santa Maria.
And he's
that's called Watermelon Man.
There's nothing to do with watermelons in that. That is outrageous.
Right, okay.
I can't believe
we're going to finish on a biggie, right?
I can't even believe it gets worse.
The
how
one
does
and
it possibly
only,
get worse?
Look, you can't. You're not allowed to slag off Quincy Jones.
What is that?
Come on. Soul bossa nova, baby.
God, this is comedy music. Like, this is the music they use in Austin Powers or something.
It is. Come on, tell me that isn't putting a smile on your face.
I thought they wrote this for that stupid movie, just so... For him, like comedy music.
Look, it's another one. You need a martini in your hand and, you know, a lady wearing a very short dress.
Here, play the seagull again, will you?
Come on, is that not making you smile?
Jim, that's not real music. It's like you use it. Yeah, like if you hear that and you're in the house, you're just waiting for Heinz beans. Absolutely marvellous. Bursting with flavour. It's something out of an ad.
Most of them probably have been used in ads.
Yeah, because they're jingles.
So literally, my bluffer's guide to jazz is no good for you, now.
Oh my God, the Jingle Jims.
The most jazzy thing on it was the one you liked.
Jingle Jims top 10 selection, that's what that is.
Glowworm, Carry Me Home here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What is it, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sorry, message just coming in for you, PJ. That's out. There you go. Did you get that?
I did, yeah.
Just, that came in. That was sent in on WhatsApp for you there. Said he met you yesterday.
He's just saying, translate there. Met you yesterday. Made a fool out of you. I'm glad you have to listen to that utter rubbish there a second ago. That's what he said.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout, particularly if you fancy having a go at the breakfast table quiz. It's on the way within a half an hour, I'd say. Yeah, Mr. Jones and me, we could have been big stars. That's what I say all the time. Mr. Gallagher and me, we could have been big stars.
Yeah,
except he didn't want to do anything.
Except he just preferred just wanted to stay at home. And have a fizzy on the patio.
By the way, actually, speaking of which, those of you who have seen the after show show, this week's after show show, or technically last week's after show show, I suppose, really, isn't it?
It's the current one. Doing another one. One of these days.
One of these days.
Today or tomorrow. Tomorrow or something.
Maybe tomorrow, yeah. But if you saw the last one, and if you haven't, go see it, right? You can check it out on, it's on back up on Facebook now. It's wherever you get your podcasts, you can get to hear us. And of course, it's on our YouTube channel. There's a PJ and Jim YouTube channel that you can get. Magic Mike puts up all of the sort of video content up there as well. But so Facebook, wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, wherever you see
everywhere.
It. The after show show. I have to say, I think this week's one's a good one. I really enjoyed this week's one. But one of the things that featured in it was, I was mentioning that PJ, and he took, there's me, I was trying to pay the man a compliment, right? By saying that he looked like he'd lost a load of weight. Which, in normal society, is considered a compliment. He went off the deep end saying, how dare you!
He said it like this. You've lost a load of weight.
I said, yeah.
You've lost a load of weight. Like,
it was
in,
a compliment.
Are you sick? Yeah, you don't, you know, you it's like the way
it wasn't, goes, are you sick?
Felt like, because you know that I don't, I'm not, you know, that I'm trying, like, you know, trying to stay in shape during all of this.
And that's what I was saying, I was complimenting you on how you'd done it, you know what I mean? You didn't put on any, as I refer to myself as having the pandemic paunch that I have around my middle section. You know what I mean? And you've managed to...
I'm trying to keep a bit of muscle and all on, right? I'm trying to, like, you know, develop myself as a middle-aged man. I'm trying to grow in the right places. And then he's like, look at you, look at that old stick, you're scrawny. So you look like you're going, if you're torn sideways, you disappear.
Can't even pay the man a compliment. Anyway, the point of the matter is, right, he has been unbelievably disciplined, right, when it comes to the food and all that sort of stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I knew if we hung in there long enough, he'd fall from the wagon.
I fell off the wagon yesterday. Oh, God, I totally forgot what I did. I fell off the wagon with glorious aplomb yesterday. I went out and I poured the ring of the cooker on to cook me thing.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Doing this so much.
The cooking finally got to you, did it?
So I went out the back lane. The petrol station up the road there. I went in, I got two bottles of beer, so I did. And I got a pizza in the pizza place. And I sat down and
I sat
in the sun.
I'm enjoying this story almost as much as if I'd enjoyed those beers and pizza myself. Knowing that you decided to shun broccoli momentarily.
Shun it. I sat there and I have to say, I enjoyed every bit of it.
Welcome back to the human race, PJ.
And that's why I woke up at 2:30. I'm full of sugar and crap. Full of sugar and crap. And did I turn the ring of the cooker off? No. Did I burn the pot to blitz and pieces? Yeah. Does the house smell like a burnt pot when I came down this morning? Yeah.
So
does.
Not only were you talking to seagulls, you burnt a pot as well.
I burnt a pot as well. Handle.
See. You're out of practice.
I clean the pot, right? I clean the thing, right?
Mm.
And then I clean the lid. And I turn it on upside down and put it on the ring. That's what I do. So I'm after melting the plastic into the pot and everything. Anyway. Beside the point, that doesn't matter. I don't know why you brought that up. But I will say, having the first splurge in nearly 2 months, it was a glorious few moments to be had. So I have to say,
it's like once again we're in unison. Because likewise, I too had pizza and beer last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
What sort of pizza now?
That's the beauty of it. It was actually homemade. It's homemade, but bought the bases, and you can get these thin and crispy bases in Dunn's. They're very good, actually. And
very
then
good.
Created our own pizzas.
Do you remember when Tara fantastic. Got us pizza bases and they were actually super glue? It was just a ball of super glue. Do you remember that?
They were excellent. They were from a fine, fine chef. You just turned them. You added porridge and everything to yours.
I do everything I could to dry that thing out, man. I did everything I did to try and dry that thing out to put it in the oven. Super glue. It was like trying to take a roller to a wet football. Was what it was. I'd thrown some pepperoni on it.
So I take it you didn't go homegrown yesterday.
I did not. I went round to the Pizza Hut in the corner and I have to say, I says, give us your biggest. And he goes, I think you don't know how big that is. And I went, okay, give us one in the middle then. And even that one was a 12 inch. It's there. Ram on the chili. We're going to war on this.
Fantastic.
Gee, it was a wonderful moment.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the bursting the belt off myself later on again.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
Right, we're on board with Selco.ie this week, the one-stop shop for all your hygiene supplies nationwide. Selco, of course, totally Irish-owned and operated. They've been on the go for 35 years now. They've been in this business and they supply nationwide everything you could possibly need. Toilet tissue, hand towels, refuse sacks, all sorts of hygiene products and detergents. They do takeaway packaging, restaurant supplies. They cater to all sorts of businesses, whether it's schools or restaurants, hotels, nursing homes as well, because they provide first aid and protective clothing and healthcare products as well. So literally it is the one-stop shop for all your hygiene supplies nationwide. Selco.ie if you want to check it out for yourself.
Good Lord, that's some list.
Isn't it?
That is some list.
And the hamper is some hamper.
It certainly is.
Vacuum cleaners and everything.
And then four is the only thing that's miserable about this whole thing so far. That's the score to beat. So five or more, it will put you in the lead. And it's going to be Jeanette Rich that's going to have a go this morning. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, you love, you're right.
Oh, super duper, Jeanette. You looking forward to trying to get your hands clean?
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you something. Would you use this now? Would this be personal use or would it be used in the job?
Oh, no, personal.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to go mad and just do every house on the road, like.
Oh, good God, no.
Because you could set yourself up for a business. There's not much stuff in this hamper.
No, there's enough to clean my own house.
Fair enough, Jeanette.
Right, so?
Priorities.
Priorities indeed. Right, you're playing your cards close to your chest this morning, Jeanette, are you?
I am indeed. Give me the easy questions, all right?
I'll give you what I have. I'm hoping they're all right for
you. Listen, Jeanette, the good news is, of course, that you've only got to beat four to put yourself in the lead. So that you've got to be happy about that.
Well, four, yes. Okay. We'll try.
Okay. I don't get the impression Jeanette's that confident.
I don't think Jeanette is exactly. She's not into the old trash talk beforehand.
Not at all.
Get the job done, I think.
Absolutely. Right, Jeanette, then let's get it done. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck. Here we go.
Who was Robinson Crusoe's island companion?
Pass.
Man Friday, which fictional bear is famous for his checked trousers?
Paddington.
It's Rupert. On which river is the English city Newcastle upon Tyne?
What's that?
What river is Newcastle upon Tyne on?
Tyne.
Yeah, according to the popular World War One song, it's a long way to where?
Tipperary.
Johnny Rotten was the lead singer of what notorious punk band?
Sex Pistols.
Yeah, what sea is the name of the woven cloth artists paint on?
Canvas.
In which country is the children's classic The Jungle Book set?
India.
Complete the title of this Dire Straits song, Sultans of what?
Spring.
If you were playing a game of 501 or 301, what game would you be playing?
Pass.
Darts. In which 80s TV series did David Hasselhoff drive a car called Kit?
Knight Rider.
In which US state would you find Silicon Valley?
LA.
California. Which US city is home to the Red Sox Major Baseball League team?
Repeat that again.
What city is the Red Sox from?
Chicago.
It's Boston.
That was a shame. But
Chicago
still,
or the White Sox or Chicago?
Yeah, I think it was enough, though. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, Jeanette.
All right, no problem.
Oh, did you? You were nearly going to call me a name there, were you?
No, you've got...
Did you hear that? Seven. Oh, Jack, I tell you, I ring his neck. Now give me them questions.
Seven, it was. I mean, look, you know, you well and truly beat four, and you never know how the questions will fall for the rest of the week. Seven might be good enough, Jeanette.
Could be. I'll just send him the seagulls round with them.
Absolutely.
Oh, my dear. Don't, whatever you do, don't send them. Keep the seagulls and jazz to yourself and we have a deal.
That's it, yeah. Threaten them with seagulls and jazz. You're home free, Jeanette. Right, listen, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You. Take care, lads.
Cheers.
See you, Jeanette.